Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's doing, that's listening today, sorry, is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just makes a lot of sense and brings about a lot of clarity for her and helps her stay away from deceptions. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk perfectly in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to get you through the times that are coming, okay? And then understanding that as you do walk in the Spirit, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And how understanding Bible prophecy in terms of the end times will also help you understand different types of persecution you may encounter, okay? And just going through a couple of warnings about Bible prophecy before we get started. And I want to explain something, be really clear, in case it's just like, why does she keep going over this? I just want to, because what it is that I've just seen that there's so much just like roadblocks, I guess the way that you can explain it, in helping sisters understand the scriptures, okay? And just helping so that they can just to have it apply to their life practically and daily, okay? Because as I'm talking about being really guarded against all of this sort of pop culture and, like, you know, things like that, they're just not of the Holy Spirit with Bible prophecy. I'm just going to give a couple practical explanations of what I'm talking about, okay? Because I've just seen it happen so much where I talk to someone, they feel like they understand, they feel like they know what's going on, but they don't, like Scripture says, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. They don't have that relationship with Christ in a sense of understanding. It's not that they're not saved, okay, but they're not conformed to the image of Christ. They don't understand his character. It's like if you're married, okay, and you know your husband, you know, from head to toe. You're like, he's going to come home, he's going to put his keys over there, and then he's going to walk over there, and he's going to put his jacket over there, and then, oh no, you know, the kids, you know, they did this today. Okay, they're going to get in trouble. He's probably going to discipline them like this, okay? If you know Jesus Christ and you know his character and you have a strong and powerful relationship with him and you're filled with his Holy Spirit, you understand Bible prophecy, okay? That's that. You understand what he's going to do, how he behaves, what he likes, what he doesn't like. Same thing with the Father, because they're all one, okay? And things click. And these teachings and books and all this stuff, they take it away from a very tight and personal relationship with Jesus Christ off into some other place where it's over there, it affects those people, and it's detached from the person. And then what happens is when Bible, because I got to be so clear about this, because when I start talking about it, I'm going to be explaining it in very practical terms that any sister that's going through a trial will sit there and say, hopefully, oh, okay, that's what that means, that's what's going on today, right now, in my life, you know what I mean? In this very trial I'm going through, you know what I mean? And that'll apply practically in that moment, okay? Because it goes off into some other place far away where it's not attached to the person and their personal life and their relationship with Jesus Christ, okay? Because, and then they're talking about other people. They're talking about over there. It's all over there. You know what I mean? All this stuff that's in the church right now, it puts Bible prophecy off into a different place instead of directly connected, okay, through the power of the Holy Spirit to their daily trials, okay? For example, I go into somebody's house and I'm talking with them, you know, and they think they know everything about Bible prophecy, all these books and stuff, okay? And I'm looking at them and I'm going, okay, so you've got all these things, you know, think you understand the tribulation, you understand, I don't mean to laugh, but it's just like, oh Lord help me. Okay, they think they understand, they just watched a video or they read a book or they got it together and they know this and they're ready to talk about it for hours because they love talking about it, okay? And you know, I'm looking, and this is at Proverbs chapter 21, and see here, verse 13, it says, whosoever stoppeth his ear to the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Bible prophecy is all about judgment, a lot of it, okay, and persecution as well. But, and I can see judgment's right at their door. You know, I'm like, you're going to go through a little mini judgment because your ears are stopped to the poor. You know, you have this attitude about giving, and, you know, you're very covetous with your money, and it's an idol for you. And you're facing judgment right now. Bible prophecy is it's knocking at your door. Before you know it, you're going to hit a really hard trial and not understand why. And it's because you're not bearing the fruit of Jesus Christ, okay? Spirit of Antichrist. If you watch, okay, you'll see, not so much with the older generation, but with the younger generation, okay, with like a certain age and below, they're meeting the spirit of Antichrist already. But if you don't understand and have this personal relationship, okay, very deep, and I'm saying personal relationship because people say, I know Jesus Christ, what is she talking about? No, I'm saying you are dead and buried, okay, and my goal is for any sister that's listening to these teachings, okay, my goal is for any sister that's listening to these teachings, okay, to understand, okay, that it's going to be personal and practical in their daily life, and that they need to not just have a lukewarm relationship with Jesus Christ, and he's kind of sort of in charge of you. No, he's your king every day. He tells you what to do, okay? He's your boss, okay? He's your ruler. He's your reigner, okay? He owns you, which this is scripture, okay? You're bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus Christ, and he literally owns you, okay? You're governed by the Holy Spirit every single day. You're filled with the Holy Spirit every single day. My goal is for any sister that's listening, okay? That's why I talk about persecution so much, because that's when the persecution starts. But to take it from like a level, you know, 30, 40, even 50, even 70 to 100%, okay, where you're walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, okay? Your life is dead and buried and hidden in Christ, okay? And you've got a full knowledge of him and a strong, powerful relationship with him, okay? And you're flowing with the Holy Spirit on a regular, consistent basis, okay? That's my goal, okay? Because it's that part where if you're at 50%, it's the 50% that he's not governing that you're going to be blind on and not understand, okay? Because, again, spirit of Antichrist, people talk about, well, he's from over here, he's from over there, and all these theories. The spirit of Antichrist is showing up on Christians right now, okay? Somebody will come, and I'll talk more about this in the scriptures, okay? But somebody will come and warn them, hey, listen, you need to repent. This is not going good. This is not good, okay? So on and so forth. They say, you know what? I don't really believe you. And they don't believe them because they don't like what the person's saying. They're not dead and buried and conformed to the image of Christ. So the parts of their soul, okay, that are still alive, still in love with this place, rejects it. I don't want to hear that. Why? Because it doesn't match with what I like. That's why. Because my life is not dead and buried and hidden in Christ. That's the truth. And then, bam. There goes the spirit of Antichrist, okay? Lying to them, going, yep, that's right. She's a liar. He's a liar. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just really harsh. They're a Pharisee. They're wrong. Look at this. Look at that. And accusing them and then blessing them. Look, oh, look at this. This is great. Look, this is going wonderful. Oh, look over here. And you know what? You know, Jesus is all about love. I don't need to listen to that. You know, you know what I mean? I'm gonna cast it aside. This is right. And there's a devil deceiving them, okay? And it's following them around and doing just like, and I'll talk about this with the scriptures, signs and wonders, and they're seeing things and they're getting really, really, really convinced. And then boom, they fall flat on their face and they don't understand what happened, okay? And they're neck deep in it, and they don't understand why everything's going wrong, okay? And they're confused, okay? And that, once again, Bible prophecy playing out daily in their life, okay? And it's because they've got the spirit of Antichrist right there. And if you understand the bigger picture down the line, you'll understand personally what's going on in your life, because it's all connected. So I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a really fruitful day, glorifying your son and seeing the importance of needing to ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit, and that she asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen.